You were copying, you were not listening. I only take questions from those who obviously were paying attention, but then they didn't grasp something that I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, let me not digress too much. So I told that story because of what that young man said, that I just have this ability that understanding things. In fact, if you go and read the story of Ben Carson, he would tell one of the things that made him a fantastic surgeon was the gift he discovered he had. It's as if he has such a good control of his hands that even if his eyes are closed, he can do difficult things with his hands and he won't miss them. That is it. He just discovered that he had the ability. How he got there, he doesn't know, but he just finally had the ability. So that makes him a very good brain surgeon, because the brain is not like the hand or the legs or the abdomen, intestine, liver, all these areas. The brain, you don't make mistakes in the brain. If you are looking for one vessel, find it. And if you see, your hand must be cool. They operate with operating microscopes, because the things they are dealing with are so tiny. You need to magnify them. That means your hand can be trembling. He must go very cool. He said he has such a good control of his hands. He doesn't know how he became like that. He just found it that he was like that. Do you follow my point? Now, let me just try and settle on this issue. I said I wanted to say it at the end, but let me just say it now that I remembered it. So, Christians must know everything is a ministry. Everything is a ministry. So, I use the money as an example. Covetousness is in the air, especially when you come from a background of poverty like most Nigerians have experienced. The covetous spirit helps you a lot. You know what I'm saying? It just follows you around. It ruins your life or you think it's helping you. No, people tend to be less covetous if you come from a background where there's general prosperity. You come from some of these Scandinavian countries, some of these core white European countries. They generally are okay. People there, they don't have too much drive. They commit suicide a lot, but you know what I mean? That is, life sometimes is just purely meaningless. So the man is not really driving for too much because basically things are just going. But when you come from a place where hunger was part of the childhood, oh boy, you rise and say, hey, I will never be poor again. You know that kind of prayer. And that is a good prayer if it moves you like Jabez, but sometimes these prayers, they move people like Gehazi. You follow what I'm saying? Now, so because of that, people think that everybody's anointed. Look, listen. I heard the story of a man. He stopped doing business. Why? Because he got tired of making too much money. If he breathes, money. If he makes a mistake, it's money. If he does it deliberately, it becomes even more money. So when they just say, I'm not doing it again, so let me go and do something else that's difficult. I don't know whether I get my point. Why is this one so easy? So he said, all right, okay, I'm not doing it again. He decided to go and be doing charity work. So that one here, there's no money inside. Okay, come and carry a refugee. He'll be there, running up and down. So I think, I don't know the details of the story. Somebody just mentioned it and I heard it. That was when I met a man of God who now explained to him the gifts of God and how you use your ministry, all right, to do the work of God. He said, hey, he now returned back to making money. Because now, the making of money now had a purpose. He can now say, okay, when we make money, this is what we want to do. To him, life was just hopeless because if his money, why everyone run up and down? Meanwhile, if he does like this, it's as if the money just starts running. Say, where are you, sir? We are here. You know, that people are laboring morning, afternoon, and night. You know, he's not even answering at all. I think the money just plugged their ears. I know they hear you. The guy speaks English, money speaks only Latin, and that's it. They can't communicate. There are people who speak the language that is natural. What I'm going to say is that it's not just effort. This is what I'm making. So a man can be anointed. I use that money as an example. You put in as much effort, but he has greater anointing. Therefore, that's it. $1 billion. Easy. It's not hard. It's just not hard. And the earlier Christians get this point, the longer they will live. Now, that is, in spiritual terms, okay, you have left everything you are doing now on Monday evening to come and listen to me. There's a reason for that. Are you getting my point? Yes, it's spiritual. No, really, believe me, it's spiritual. There's a reason why many people make appointments at 8:30 on Mondays and 7:30 on Thursdays to listen to Pastor Banky. There's a reason. There is a reason. Now, that reason, if you were to convert it, you know, take it off and take it to the business world, it has a cash value. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Yes, it does. It does. You now discover that, and I don't know the value, just as an example. All right? But the impact the teaching is making, all right, it will make that similar impact, but this time around, valued in money, valued in stocks, valued in this, valued in that. Are you getting my point? Now ask yourself a simple question. Is it sensible for a young man who maybe his own impact is in business and he's making money, start envying the man who's preaching and everybody is listening. You know, he's upside down. It doesn't make sense. You say, but he's the only one that can preach. Yeah, no, me too. That's no, really, that's the way it is. That's why, in fact, it's just that, you know, other preachers have wives who sing songs and I minister. My own wife, in fact, it leaves me and only say, Megan, I'm going to be doing the ministry work. Well, you know, that was like that. If I had a wife that was like my type, in fact, it would be against my religion to discuss money and business matters at home. It will be. And there's a reason. Now, beyond the issue of basic family finance and the reason being that, look, one just has to be careful. Somebody's making $100 million and he's my age. He has never bothered me. And you know, before, it didn't bother me before. But now it's bothering me less. You know why I say it's bothering me less? Now I'll just carry Great Faith Can Be Yours and start reading it. When I start reading it, did he write one? I said, listen, my friend, if you know the spiritual content of this book, it's worth $700 million. So keep quiet. If I use that one to develop business ideas, that is, if God had given that same load of spirit to the man who is a business idea developer, let him sell the company first. You will see $500 million, they will pay him. So are we quarreling? We're not quarreling. I'm preaching the gospel. He's paying the bills. You know, we're working hand in hand. Yeah, are you getting my point? No, I've told all of you, get ready. This one, I'm being nice now. I'm just being nice. A time will come. I'll just phone one of you. Come here. Cosmo FM wants 75 million naira to do this for us. Go and pay them. And that's it. It is paid. I won't say anything beyond that. That one, it is paid. It is paid. Let me tell you another thing to be interesting. Do you think I struggle to preach? Neither will you struggle to give. You see, let's get this thing clear. All this one of give your trouser, give your pata, it is good when you are yet poor. The time will come. That's what I want you to understand. That it's not necessary. You know, just like I can be woken up at any time. Pastor Maki, please share something with us. I remember one day we were in church. We were supposed to conduct a wedding. And the groom had not come because of the environmental sanitation. And the bride too. So one of the pastors in church, Pastor Kana, just said, what do we do now? So I just said, what are all of you doing? Well, why waste time? Everybody sit down. Kana just sat down quickly. He said, Pastor B does not talk and I don't give something. He sat down quickly. I just pulled out the scripture, read them, Isaiah chapter 49, and downloaded one hot revelation for 15 minutes. Why waste time? I mean, why are we just sitting down doing nothing? Use 15 minutes to transform two lives. That's it. Like they say, it's not struggle, it's in the blood. Are you getting my point? It's where? It's in the blood. In the same manner, it's in the blood for certain people that is. You know, Bible says that you will abound unto all good works. It's good. I said that there are different stages in life. There's a stage in which God feeds you first. You get hungry first and God gives you manna. So if you believe there is he that gives, yes, there's a time the man will have to give his shoes. But the time comes in which there is, what I said, an unbeliever who believes, who tries to persuade us he believes there is no God, the turner, give out $1 billion. What's the reason? He said a man does not need more than $200 million to live well. $200 million. And since he used to have $2 billion and it has increased to $3 billion, what is the deal with the extra billion? So he gave out $100 million over the next 10 years to the United Nations to use to solve children problem and crisis here and there. Are you getting my point? And if somebody who claims he doesn't believe in God can do that, how much more those who believe that their life is a ministry? I hope what I'm saying is making sense. All this one that we're being nice to each other is because is the level. No, listen. The time will come that you need to take permission not to give me $100 million before I let you go. Actually, my emphasis on what? Anointing. That's what I'm emphasizing. That in the same manner that I don't struggle to preach, all right? They also will not struggle to give. That's the point. We take things in seasons. He said, when the crop permits, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Sometimes our problem as Christians and preachers, all of us put together, is that, you know, you see crop that's not ripe. You want to eat it now. Bring it. You should be a generous tree. You eat crop that has not yet permitted. That's the problem we have sometimes as believers. We don't take things in seasons. But please, let me say, lay my emphasis before I leave this matter. So what I'm saying is that if you recognize that it's also a ministry, do you get my point? So you're not envious of anybody. Somebody like can sing like There's this white woman that I like her voice so much. Though I don't listen to her song much, but I think her voice is very good. Celine Dion, yes. Somebody can sing like Celine Dion. Do you know, in fact, I thank God for singing that. You don't even attempt it if you don't. If you are like me. You don't even pray about it. Say, Father God, as I minister tomorrow, you know, you can't even pray it. You that cannot even raise a song aloud, in fact. Say, choir, sing me that song. That song, you dare not sing the first line, otherwise church goes scatter. You just say, yes. Yeah, yes, give me the song. I would just want to be in your presence. You know this tone, but you are afraid to. Yeah, are you getting my point? So the choir raises the song, yes, and then you begin, yeah, and then you, when they finish, amen, praise God, isn't the Lord good? Then you begin to share revelation. Then choir will sit down. Selling the young will keep quiet. You are getting my point? Yes, Selling the young will keep quiet at that time and let the TDG. I wanted the rated TD Jakes as America's best preacher. I saw the rated, the magazine was talking about America's best preacher. And all you need to do is watch TD Jakes. You say you'll give him that score. All people trying to talk like TD Jakes. Look, they are trying. TD Jakes doesn't try. When he does, it is out of the inside his soul. Not trying to impress anybody listening to him. No, that's TD Jakes for you. That is just inside him. So, sister that sings that Celine Dion, when you are true, you lead the microphone and the preacher that preaches like TD Jakes, if you converted, if it was possible to convert his gift, a man like TD Jakes, to dollar value, he'll be richer than Bill Gates. That's my opinion. But that's not where his own is. His own is in preaching. Are you getting my point? So look, all this envy and jealousy and trying to be like somebody else is, you know, ignorance. Lack of understanding. I like what Pablo Picasso said. Somebody quoted it for me and I like it so much. This thing blesses me thinking about it. I don't know much about Pablo Picasso, apart from the fact that he was an artist. They said one day they asked, Pablo, he said he was a real cocky man, just like Muhammad Ali, right? Like that's just the kind of person that he was. That if guy said, my mother said to me, if you join the army, maybe one day you become a general. You become a priest, one day you become the pope. He said, I chose to be an artist and I became Picasso. I hope you get that point. That is, I became a name, an institution for children afterwards to study. Go to school and learn cubism. Learn collage. You see, where did it start from? See, there was one man called Picasso. So you see Picasso School of Arts. I became Picasso. I became a reference point. That's just the way it is. And that's where I see my own life. I sit down, and I write my book plenty. Even the academic sector, I told people that, look, all this one of research for this. I said, there's what I can do. There's nowhere I have taught. This is, I'm saying with humility, God knows it. Is giving him the glory, acknowledging the grace of God. There's nowhere I have taught and the students have not liked me. Not one place. I told this boy at SU this morning, I said, I want to resign. I don't have the time to come to the other school. He was begging. Our guy, you can't do this to us, sir. You cannot do this to us. Do you follow my point? I won't exchange it for naira. I won't exchange it for dollar. You get what I'm saying? I will not exchange it for money. It's not possible. No, I'm not joking. Even academically, I have explained things to people and they couldn't help smiling. That is this thing that has been turning our head for days. You just made three statements and it became clear like daylight. It's a gift. It's not struggle. Are you getting what I mean? Uh-huh. So, like Picasso became an artist. It wasn't struggle. Every believer has a calling like that. You know, before we thought only preachers had a calling. Now we think, okay, if you can pay for ministry, you also have a calling. There are many people that are not preachers and are not paying for ministry. They also have their own calling. Please, I hope you are getting my point. I forgot to make this point. And one is just as spiritual as the other. God called Moses. No, be so. He gave him plan for temple, for the tabernacle from heaven. To build it, what did he say? Speak to the gold and speak to the iron and speak to the bronze and they shall form tabernacle. Now lie. See, there's one man, his name is Bezalel. Inside that one, I have put the spirit of the craftsman. He can make all kinds of artistic designs. And I have given him the ability to pass it across to other people also. You are getting what I'm saying? So Moses received all the revelation on the tabernacle. Build down now, if it. He couldn't build it. He had to come, call, okay, you are the guy, Bezalel. All right, sit down. This is what we want to do. And you know the interesting part? One thing I used to tell my mother, when she wants to quarrel with a tailor, I said, don't bother. The person couldn't see your mind when you were talking. Now, this is what I believe. As Moses will be describing, the Holy Spirit will be giving Bezalel that is, inside him, the picture. Moses is speaking words, but pictures are being drawn in the heart of Bezalel. So when he grabs a lump of gold, it turns to something else. It's a gift. Are you getting my point? And I said, Pastor Mark, what has that got to the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that we are reading? I know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that in the same manner that the preacher can minister with the word of knowledge, the investor can invest with the word of knowledge. The same manner that the preacher can minister with the word of wisdom, the man who's building companies can build with the word of wisdom. What do we do? We just scratch. It's a while praying. Suddenly an idea comes. And he says, this is what we are going to do. And he begins to talk. It's like prophecy. Do you get my point? He said, no, have no fear. All of you will have the ability to do it. We are going to get $3.5 billion. 5 banks in Nigeria are going to syndicate the loan. And he's talking, you know, and they are going to cooperate with 2 from South Africa and 1 from US, 1 from UK. Listen to what's going to happen. By the time we are through, and the guy is talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, they think it's idea. It's not idea, it's prophecy. You get what I'm saying? Yes, it's prophecy. Then when the guy finishes, his wife will say, honey, what were you saying just now? He said, nah, no, Miss Eva, no. I hope you recorded it, Sha. If such things happen, just carry the record, go and paste it on the wall. Thus says the Lord. And it shall come to pass that we shall do business with $3.5 billion of other people's money. And it will happen that this company will never go under. And as it is written on this wall, I have made the vision plain so that I will be excited to action every morning. 10,000 employees will project over the next 8 years. And it will happen that when governments want to make policies, they will put us into consideration first. Don't keep quiet though. You get to talk up. And there are diversities of manifestations, not only for pastors. That's why I told all the story that I told. Is that okay? And there are diversities of manifestation, King James says. So please, let's get that point clear. So gifts of healing, working of miracles, you can heal a sick company. Let me ask you a question. You think it's ordinary eye that they will change the CEO of a company? Remember Apple? Apple was dead and they brought Steve Jobs back. And they suddenly woke up. It's called the gifts of healing. You get my point. The ability. The other day I was watching Benjamin's Boardroom. And they were interviewing this man. Well, his name, I can see his name, but I don't know how to pronounce it. So I don't want to pronounce it. It's G-H-O-S-N. He's the CEO of Nissan and Renault at the same time. You think they can't find CEOs all over the world? One man is heading 2 big car companies. You don't think there's a reason? Chicago Bulls, their coach, the day he resigned, Michael Jordan said, I know they play again. The Chicago Bulls coach that time, the coach manager in Chicago Bulls, the day he resigned, Michael Jordan took carry paper, you know, before he resigned and came back. When the day that man resigned, he to say, I know they play, and they thought he was joking. That's the man left, he left. That was the end of basketball for Michael Jordan. I'm talking about gifts of healings. After that, have you heard of Chicago Bulls since that time? Have you heard the name Chicago Bulls since that time? You haven't been hearing of Boston Celtics, hearing of this. But Chicago Bulls, as far as you are concerned, they are dead. You give another man the basketball team tomorrow, you see gifts of healings will just appear. Believe it though. Why am I saying this whole story? In fact, after I finish this one, I will leave. I want Christians to understand that it's not only pastors that should pray and expect the manifestation of the Spirit. Everybody should pray and expect the manifestation of the Spirit in whatever area their own calling is. You know why a lot of Christian musicians won't do well? You want to hear it? They are looking at Two Face. I'm serious. That's the reason. In fact, not only Christians, a lot of musicians. They look like a Jackson. They look at other people. You don't realize that when you want to look, look, you look inside. Do you get my point? Out of this belly, he that believes in me, he that believes, out of his belly shall flow. It should come from inside, not from outside. Out of his belly shall what? Flow. Look, the day you agree in life that you won't do things like everybody else, you have begun to prosper. Like I tell my wife, when I say, in fact, not only my wife, a lot of people, I say, how many places have you been to in your life? Ask yourself that when they do Christian meetings, whether it's teaching, whatever, they don't sing songs and clap and take testimony before they start teaching. Name one. I never saw one before I began this one. I never saw one. I said, no, I'm going to do my own the way. That's why as soon as you come, you somebody prays, pray for this prayer. As soon as they finish praying, I collect my microphone. Open your Bibles to John chapter 5. I begin. When I finish, we'll share grace, we'll go. I'm not like anybody else. I became a preacher and I became Pastor Banky. Are you getting what I'm saying? No, that's the point. Some people give themselves headache. That brother plays the keyboard. He hasn't come. Why has he not come? Can you lead song? No, that this sister has not come today now. Please take the praise worship. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I told myself, I don't get that for those kind of headaches. So. If you want to hear song, you go somewhere else. If you are coming here, I want to hear talk. No, that's my soul from the beginning. From day one, ask Deji sitting down there. From the day that Deji will sit down in front of our sunny set and press record when I want to start talking. That's it. When we started, it was Deji will carry battery. From that day, I've not changed the pattern. You say opening prayers, then I will say the opening prayer at that time. Then Kingsley came, clean his eyes saying the opening prayer. 5 minutes, say the opening prayer, give me my microphone. Is the tape rolling? Yes. Uh-huh. But no, I know that for me, that was my own ministry. I can count the number of messages that we have preached here that is not recorded. I can count it. That is, I don't think they are up to four. And none of them deliberately. I remember one, I forgot to press a particular button. That day, I don't know what happened, whether it was raining or something. Jessica was the one that handled the equipment for me that day. Jessica, can you believe it? So there was a button I forgot because she didn't know much about it. I had to give instruction. Press that, press that. So there was a button I forgot to tell her to press. So the thing was not feeding from it was feeding from a microphone which we didn't plug, not from the line in. There was a way it was. So it was feeding from the wrong angle. I remember that day. I remember the day I finished preaching and a computer crashed on me. That was another day. I can count. I don't think I'm more than four. One of them was the day I finished. I didn't like the message. I threw it away. I said, this won't be on record. I don't think they're more than four. I'm talking in over 4 years, though, of which you teach 10 and a half months each year because we normally close December period. For me, that is my own thing. Do you follow what I'm saying? So, Christian musicians, a lot of them, that's the problem. Instead of sitting down home and praying. And I tell people, like, if you are selling something, don't sell what you don't believe in. You don't believe in cigarettes. Why are you selling for Nigeria Tobacco Company? You are getting what I'm saying? Yes. Because you can't market effectively what you are not persuaded is good for people. A good salesman believes in his product. He believes so much in his product that he will infect you with the need for it. You will love it by the time he's through with you. You will love it by force. Because he believes in it. In the same manner you want to sing song, don't sing song that sell. That's the mistake people make. They say, no, you see, if you don't sing about baby, baby, I love you, I love you, I love you, you won't sell. Fine. Idiot, why don't you ask Michael Jackson how many baby baby I love you he used to sell? The guy will sing like Wery, it will sell. What's Wery, madman? I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm mad, I'm stupid, I'm crazy. Everybody will be buying it. It's Michael Jackson. When did Fela ever sing about one woman? Fela was a godless man who degraded women everywhere he went. Did he not sell? He said, democracy is demonstration of grace. He sold. No, there's no fast track to this thing. Look, when his son sang Bang Bang Bang, I said, if you know this boy doesn't have talent. Men who are crippled, that's why they sing about sex to sell. What's his name? R. Kelly did it. Marvin Gaye did it. That's what they do. When they are getting broke, Satan will say, come, 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 come. It's called worship of Satan. People think worship of Satan is to go and make a shigidi of one juju man and be bowing and cutting the neck of a cow. No nonsense, really. Satan will say, come. I know, it's just for sales. It has nothing to do with what you want to do. Just for sales. Once you sales like that, just know you are serving Satan. One day they asked Nigerian, how come people make home movies like this? He said, that's what sells. You see, that is the tail, not the head. Tail does what sells. The head does what, do you get my point? What is inside? And the interesting part is Satan that lies about this and this nonsense. Listen, what you should be thinking of, what will bless people? What do they need? Once you have found out what they need, you tell them this is what you need. Look, there are different kinds of music. You know, there are different kinds of music. There are different. I know, I'm so happy that these days on Nigeria Airwaves, you hardly hear these Americans sing again. And people don't even get them to buy their CD. When was I doing our music? We started buying it. If somebody had told, you know, you remember Alexo? Where is he? Remember Alexito? Where is he? All those who sang like Americans, where are they? No, where are they? If you want to hear Chuku Chuku, we'll buy Michael Jackson. If you want to hear the original reggae, can you smoke Igbo like a Jamaican? Now, please, you are getting my point. That is, each, look, there is a give. You just sit down and say, God will give you your own revelation. I've written some of our songs. Sing what you really believe. Because, you see, somebody said something to me once. He said, you preach with so much passion. I said, because there's nothing I say I don't believe. You hear when I'm talking. If I tell you, Kenneth Higgins said, you see, I slow down. Are you getting my point? I don't know much about it, but this is what Kenneth Higgins said. And according to what Kenneth Higgins said, you know, the voice slows down in a different, it's different. But once I drop what Kenneth Higgins says, and you're hearing what Panky say, it's different. In the same way, a lot of people are singing, they're not singing their own song. They are singing Two-Face song. They are singing P-Square song. Mary Mackie and Genesis song. What's the other woman's name? The American CC Winans sang. That's what they are singing. They think they're singing their own song, but in their heart, before them is an image of CC Winans. No, ask yourself, like preachers. You heard of famous preachers that have influenced people. How many preachers have you heard that they say, you know this man, he used to preach like this for that person? None. You know, there's none. None. Kenneth Higgins said he and God virtually had to fight for him to preach the way he preached till he died. You know what he used to do before Kenneth Higgins? What he used to do? Yes, open your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 5. And you will hear that the Bible says that Cornelius woke up in the morning and he went to bed at night. In the same manner that was how Saul used to wake up in the morning and go to bed at night. And he used to talk. Now, how did I know? I'll tell you. I read his books and heard him say that for a long time, God used to try to tell him to, that the Spirit of God would tell him, teach. And that he never agreed, that it won't work. Of course, he was a young man. He didn't know what we know. Now, we learned from his experience and everything. It's not as if we are wiser than him, but then all the things he learned, he taught us. So we had a higher level to start from. So he said all the years he tried. Then finally, one day, he said, God, let me prove to you it won't work. So he went and prepared a sermon and taught very slowly. He said, I made it as dry as possible. Made it as uninteresting as possible. Just to prove to the Holy Spirit that it doesn't work. At the end of the day, he made an altar call. He had never seen that number of men come to give their lives to Christ. He said, before I couldn't sleep because the Holy Spirit won't let me sleep, trying to persuade me to teach. He said, now I couldn't sleep because I was repenting. All the days I've wasted trying to preach, you know, what they call preaching. Actually, it's more like an evangelical tone of, you know, ministration, all right, rather than teach. Then later I got one of his, I was reading one of his tapes. And he said that this particular of his messages, though, I preached in that one. That's the only message I heard in which he claimed he preached, with this kind of evangelistic tone. And one day, I read the book written from that message. The book was very dry. I won't tell you in case it didn't feel dry to you. Then number two, finally I got the tape one day. After I heard him preach for like 10 minutes, I shut it down. I said, no wonder God said stop preaching. I said, no wonder the good Lord said stop. If he had kept that thing up, we would never have bothered with him. But he taught very slowly, methodically, wrote scores of books, became an internationally recognized teacher of the gospel and a credible prophet. Everybody loved him till he died. So this one, he too said, it's lie, it's Satan lying to people. The thing that we sell in your life, you have not yet produced it. I know what I'm saying. Anything you want to do, make sure it's the one that comes out of your bowels. Even though they haven't heard it before. When they hear it, you see, what sells is not the sound. Oh God, I wish people would understand. There is a spirit that is carried by the sound. People who like it don't even know what they like, and they just know they like it. That is why
One man will produce his music today, everybody will be in love. The next guy who copies him, nobody buys. Use the same voice, write same similar lyrics. Nobody don't even know what he's doing there. What is that one? Why is he shouting so much? You know, I've heard people, you know, T.D. Jakes, no, as a person, I don't like shouting preachers. Now, what I want to tell you, this man, you know, once you start, gosh, my soul goes to sleep. Like, what is wrong with this fellow? The first day I heard T.D. Jakes, as God is my witness, a friend of mine said, Banky, you should hear this message. And I saw the fattest human being I've ever seen, kind of a microphone. Oh, God, the guy was looking horrible. And then he started with a thick voice there. All right. I'm looking. What's wrong with this fellow? 5 minutes into his message, I was not on earth anymore. When the man was through, I didn't blame the people who were going crazy in the audience, because me too, I was going mad where I was. He was sweating. That is, with his fat earthly tabernacle, he was sweating. I still remember one white man there. The man ran here, ran there, spun around, removed his jacket, flung it one direction. The guy just went crazy until TJ delivered him by laying hands on him. He fell on the floor. After that, I was an instant convert. Instantly. Before that, I couldn't listen to the shouting preacher. After that, I was instantly converted. After that, instantly. I thought the first time I listened to Pastor Boyd, the first time I listened to him, you know what I walked into my mind? I said, oh, these boys have gathered here to do ministry. I still remember very well. Because looking young, I mean, yeah, and I then, in my opinion, are you sure this man is older than me? Are you sure he's older than me? I'm talking 1997. 11 years ago. I said, this guy. And he was not wearing a shirt and a tie. He didn't even wear a suit to look like a preacher. I was laughing inside myself. I just sat down and I said, I don't come here today anyway. Nobody sent me. I'm inside myself. Then he came up to talk. I still remember. We have been speaking about this subject of the new creation in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says, we shall change our vile body. And he was talking, One of us said, about this righteousness and the new creation in Christ Jesus, he said, and the fact that there is a seed that God has placed inside him. And as he was talking, you know what I told myself? I said, all this kind of revelation. We heard it on campus too now. W. Kenya and Kenny Higgin. Wait, that was in the first 1 minute. After 3 minutes, I remember when he switched to a particular subject, and we said that each seed, the seed is given according to the type of body, all right? The body reflects the kind of seed that a man has, a God seed. And he was just talking. Man, I never heard that one before. Then the guy went on talking about the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. After that, I tapped with one guy in front of me. I said, please. Okay, I was trying to write. Oh God, the discharge was too fast for any human hand to put down. So I asked the guy in front of me, excuse me, sir, are they recording this? He said, yes. So I threw my Bible on the floor, threw my paper on the floor, and I held my pen to restrain myself. I almost broke it. I was trembling on the seat. This was a boy that, you know, like, look at these boys. You are getting what I'm saying? Listen, he didn't look marketable, at least physically. He was not marketable as a preacher. He didn't even have a suit. For information, I'm sure he didn't have. It's not that he didn't wear. I'm sure he didn't have. Now, I'm sure he didn't have. I have my reasons for being sure. I'm sure that time he did not have. Man, at the end of 2 hours, I wanted to beg him, so God, please now, stop now. I'm going to drown. Finally, he ended the message. I said, yay. I went and met him. I said, thank you very much, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. No, that is, at the beginning, I looked at him. I was like, oh, these boys, what are they doing here? Man, after that day, instant convert. I went home. One of my friends had some of his tapes. I collected them. Anytime he entered the room, he would hear me playing the message. I remember what he said, hey, this one I love at first hear. What am I trying to say all of this is? Listen, what really in quotes sells, in quotes, you know what I mean now, sells, is that one that really comes from where? From inside. Let me summarize. I've tried to explain the fact that, look, this spiritual manifestation, whether it is prophecy,
interpretation of tongues, diverse kind of tongues, gifts of healings, working of miracles, anything. It's not only with preachers. It's with every individual that God has called. Because he said that the Spirit distributes it as he wills. And not only in church. That is like, even here now, we are teaching and something is going on. No. I like one story Kenneth Hagin told. One day just felt he was in his office. And his hand suddenly started paining him. Seriously. Ah, he looked at the hand. There was nothing wrong with it. The hand was paining him intensely. He looked at the hand. There was nothing wrong with it. And he was in the office. Was working. So just look at the secretary. Say, wait, come. Do you have a pain in your hands? The woman said yes. That she was diagnosed having rheumatoid arthritis. The guy said, hey, okay, no wonder. Go, that's it. You are healed. And that's it. The woman got instantly healed. That the pain he was feeling, all right, was actually her pain. So he looked like something. There was nothing, but the hand was paining him seriously. So he just clicked and he asked her, come, do you have pains in your hands? And the woman said yes, told him the story. He said, that's it. He didn't pray nothing. Just said, okay, that's it. You are well. You are healed. And that's it. She was healed. It's not as if only we gather and say, let us worship the Lord. Let us enter into his presence with praise. Oh, hallelujah. We just worship the Lord. Listen. Listen, if it is like that, God no go offices. But believe me, God is in your office. Did I hear an amen? No, let me end my teaching this morning with one word. Expect a miracle. Did I hear amen? What did I say? Expect a miracle. Let me give you a short testimony. I just remember something now, a testimony. One day I sat in my office. When I finish with testimony, to make you laugh. Is that what you call a testimony? But you see what I'm saying. One day I sat in my office, there's this book I had. I just opened and began to read. And certain concepts that I didn't know before, even as a pathologist, it was inside the book. The book is mine. So I was reading and okay. I just understood it properly and I closed and I left. And I went into a lecture hall. And there's a way I teach. And I thought for about maybe an hour and a half or so. And then the thing, before I left the class, I said, any questions? And one student got up and asked me the same thing that I just finished finally understanding in my life. A medical student just asked me in class. And I just turned to the board, picked my chalk then. Just picked the chalk, drew one fantastic illustration, explained, and said, I hope it is clear. He said, yes, sir. I left the place and said, my God, this guy is too hot. Yeah! All of them, I saw them say, this is our new lecturer. He's too hot! They didn't understand. That before I arrived, Holy Spirit said, Banky, let me put small glory on you. Open, read. Do you get my point? Listen, one day they are going to call you to submit a proposal to solve a problem without any notification. You will walk in there, it will turn out to be the thing you were reading yesterday on the internet. And when you start giving information, they say, can we find a man as wise and discreet as thou art? Seeing that, and of a truth, indeed dwells the spirit of the gods. That's why I said, expect a miracle. Look, as in my job as an academic, as a teacher, I have witnessed things like that. I remember one day I finished a lecture, and a student asked me a simple question. He said, sir, what does this expression mean? And I always tell students, make sure every word you use, you know the meaning. That day, I didn't know the meaning of the word I used. I still remember it very well. And as soon as he finished asking, a detailed explanation came to my head. And I recited it for him. And he nodded and said, thank you very much, sir. And I said in my mind, I said, Father, you're always on time. Thank you very much. No, I'm in a very honest lecture. I asked myself, if there's a question, is that so? Sorry, I don't know. I'll find out. Next class, I'll tell you. No, the first day I came to Enugu, my God, the G-Spread said, this is our new lecturer. Oh, the guy is too intelligent. They don't know this is our new lecturer. He's simply anointed. That is the fact. At the end of the year, they say, vote for the best lecturer and give him the best understood lectures. All of them voted for me. I didn't campaign. I didn't even know they were doing it. One day, they just called me that I just saw a letter that I should come for the swearing-in ceremony that I'm going to receive an award as having given the best understood lectures in pathology and pharmacology. I have told that story to tell you what. Expect a miracle. What did I say? Expect a miracle. The diversities of manifestation is for everyone. not only preachers. I hope we will learn something. Let us pray.